Our guest analyst this afternoon is RML Trading's Bob Liebbachen. Bob, let's reflect a little bit on the action in the grain markets today. I think corn surprised people a little bit.
Finally catching up the other markets prior to this, especially the wheat market in Chicago, have been running up pretty substantially, you know, well over a dollar off our lows, I believe, here. Beans had rallied. Now they pulled back about halfway what the rally was. Corn really never did anything. And finally catching up a little bit, up 4.5 or so today. We're going to be not too far away from the 394.5 area in the March. You know, $4, always kind of a magical number. So we're kind of approaching that upper boundary here. We'll see if we get anything follow through tomorrow. And Chicago wheat got up to a weekly 17-month high. Yesterday we did back off of that, but you know, technically it could be seen as a double top on the weekly chart here for a bit now, and of course maybe we are due for a little correction, but just concerned that the ending stocks here in the U.S. are going to pull back a little bit on less acres, and of course weather might not be just perfect right now. There's some talk a little no snow cover and dryness, that type of thing. So it'll be, you know, susceptible to any weather issues that might arise, and then hopefully the Kansas City, Minneapolis will tag with.
What about the livestock markets?
Well, cattle market pulled back today. We've been trading sideways in the front contract here for about 3 weeks, so that can be seen as topping action if this holds here true. Today down 1.5 to 2.5 is where they closed it, so we'll see if market breaks down from here tomorrow or into next week, or if we trade sideways and gain back a little bit. Hog market continued talking about, you know, the optimism with the phase one in the China deal getting done with, and the idea that they're going to need hogs here later. So up 80 cents today, and probably got caught between some optimism there and then the declining cattle market today.
Once again, we've been visiting with RML Trading's Bob Liebbachen.